In today's fast-paced world, we know you don't always have time to cook a nutritious meal. The Mad Greek and Moose Jaw's got you covered with delicious takeout and delivery specials, even for large groups or occasions. Authentic Greek cuisine, pizza, ribs, and more. There's something for everyone to enjoy. Offering licensed dining, delivery, and their takeout window is open to get your Greek to go. For more information and to view the online menu, visit themadgreekeatery.com.
Hello there. It's showtime.
What is this, trick or treat?
Too late! Oh!
Did I do that?
Good morning, Charlie.
Sailor Moon, champion of justice.
Deal with it.
Daddy would have gotten us Uzi.
The power is yours.
Get down, honey, get down.
And look, I won't go far, okay? If the apocalypse comes,
be hold your fire! I'm a
My
human!
My name is Grace Jones.
Thunder!
But I ain't one to gossip, so if anyone asks you, you ain't heard it from me. No, you have.
No more room in hell. The dead will walk here.
Scooby-Dooby-Doo!
Welcome back, Radical Ones, to another episode of the Radical Retro Rewind podcast. As always, I am your host, Radical Ryan Hunter, and today we have a bonus episode for you all about the merchandise and food tie-ins for the upcoming Masters of the Universe movie. So beautiful, Radical Ones, we weren't going to have an episode this week because of how things in the schedule are looking. We have recorded a massive, almost 4-hour episode with Dennis J. Woodyard for our Thundercats listeners. Dennis is one of the artists and writers of Thundercats, and can I tell you, there's so much information that we got from Dennis. There was no way I was going to be able to get the episode done for this Friday, and we didn't want to leave you hanging. So I spoke to David about doing a bonus episode, and at first I was like, oh man, I don't know if I could do it. But our amazing producer and friend, Cadu, brought up today's topic as a possible quick bonus, and it's something that I had wanted to do anyway, so this is the perfect timing. Next week, you will have Dennis J. Woodyard's episode of Thundercats, followed by an interview with Peter Lawrence, the showrunner of Thundercats 1985. And then we finish off the entire Thundercats 1985 series with the Book of Omens right after that. So our busy schedule continues, and of course, Radical Ones, you know we have our summer theme coming up. Stay tuned for the reveal of that. I'm interested to see what our Radical Ones think of this year's summer theme, and hopefully we all get enjoyment out of it. But today, Radical Ones, let's talk He-Man.
I know most of you don't remember me, but I know all of you.
Even though I was stuck light years away on Earth, I never stopped trying to get back home.
Everything changed since you left.
It's all gone. Skeletor took my family. Yeah! And he destroyed our world.
It's all my fault. I know how it feels to fail.
Take the sword. And when you fall, that's your chance to stand tall.
I have the power!
is my home. I'm gonna fight for it. But I can't do it without you.
Somebody wants to brawl.
I need every man,
woman,
or whatever that is.
You may have the power, but you're too scared to use it.
Trust me. I know how to use it.
You tell everyone that you're from another planet. It just makes you sound a little very crazy.
Anyone who's been following the Masters of the Universe brand, it happened right around the pandemic, I want to say. Now, it was around 2020. I mean, He-Man had been coming back in the market on and off for years. Of course, we have the, I want to say, Mike Young 2000X, as they call it, He-Man show. And then after that, we had just random He-Man merchandise. You know, Mattel did their Masters of the Universe classic line. There was the She-Ra reboot. Then we, of course, got He-Man Revelations on Netflix. And that CGI version of He-Man that also came out lasted a season, I want to say. The entire series of that CGI He-Man is actually available on Amazon for $9.99, and I've been eyeing it for a few months. I have a feeling once this movie is released, and if it does well, that's going to go up. All of a sudden, it'll be $20 for this $9.99 season, so just something to think about as well. What we have coming out is the big return of He-Man. We had Mattel releasing Origin figures, which is the line that was in Walmart's, Target's. It's still there. There was the crossover with Thundercats, which seems to be paused in Target. I just went the other day, and David, matter of fact, sent me the same thing. They have the He-Man Optimus Prime and Skeletor Transformers crossovers, you know. But what we are getting is a full He-Man takeover. I'm talking from restaurants to everything. Everything. So let's start with the upcoming movie. Can you believe this is finally happening after so many people were cast as He-Man, replaced as He-Man? I mean, this has been going on since we've started this podcast, and it's been a while, and even before then, years and years and years of starts and stops for another live-action Masters of the Universe. And this time, it's filmed, it's actually coming out finally. So Masters of the Universe, the live-action film, is coming out on June 5th of 2026 from Amazon MGM Studios with Mattel. Travis Knight, the director of Bumblebee, directed the film. And of course, we have Prince Adam He-Man as Nicholas Galaxine. Oh boy, I hope I said that right. Skeletor is He Who Shall Not Be Named, but here we go, Jared Leto. Teela is Camilla Mendez, and Idris Elba is Man-at-Arms. And of course, we have Alison Brie as Evil-Lyn and various other cast members. It was written by Chris Butler, Aaron Nee, Adam Nee, are those two brothers? And David Callahan. So the official story is Prince Adam has been separated from Eternia for 15 years. He must return home, reclaim the power sword, and become He-Man, as Skeletor has taken over the kingdom. So this is a complete reboot of the franchise. If this does as well as Barbie did, and from what sources are saying, Mattel wants this, of course, to be as big as the Barbie movie. What are you feeling, Radical Ones? Can He-Man actually do Barbie numbers in 2026? I'm hoping this hype, I'm hoping that all of the things that we're going to mention that are coming out all adds to that. And of course, you know, I would love this all to end in a Thundercats live action film actually coming through as well, or whatever that looks like. you know, David has said for years, do we really want live action with Thundercats? Because it's going to come out like Cats the movie. Which I think, didn't Andrew Lloyd Webber recently disown that film? Did I read that right? Or am I just coming up with my own gossip? So let's get into beyond the film, because I know I will be there in June seeing this, but we got a lot of tie-ins, as we said. So it seems like starting this month, around April 25th, there's going to be a massive merchandise rollout. And a lot of these, I have to thank this incredible website and Instagram account called HeMania.com. I will put a link in the description box below because they have been rocking the He-Man news lately. I mean, it seems like they're getting it first. So thank you, HeMania.com. I follow you on Instagram. I would love if you followed us back, He-Mania, because I love your stuff. So thank you to them, of course, for a lot of this information, because they are on it. So please check out this website. Please check out the Instagram. I'll have both in the description box below. So we have late April to May. That's when it seems like all the food and the collectibles are gonna hit. And do any of the Radical Ones remember the iPhone game from a few years ago? And by a few years ago, I mean about 10, 11, 12, 13, maybe even 15 years ago, a long time ago. We had the iOS He-Man game. It was almost like a side scroller. There was a She-Ra update. It was amazing. Of course, it's one of those things where they take it off the App Store and you can never play it again, even if you paid for it. And if you have been waiting for a He-Man game, to mention the 2000 series again, they did have a Xbox game I did not ever get to play. And then I think there was a Game Boy game as well. Don't quote me on that. Game Boy Advance or whatever the case is. But for people who have been waiting for a He-Man game, we officially have a He-Man Brawler coming out at the end of the month. This is from Limited Run Games in collaboration with Mattel for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X and S, Nintendo Switch, and PC, arriving on April 28th. This is He-Man and the Masters of the Universe, Dragon Pearl of Destruction. It's a 2D arcade-styled side-scroller brawler. I am so excited about this. So many Filmation cartoon references. Looks like you'll be able to play as He-Man, Teela, Man-at-Arms, and She-Ra at some point. So we are beyond excited for this, and definitely another purchase. So save your pennies this month, Radical Ones, especially if you're a Masters fan. We have May 26th. This is exciting for fans that may have not picked up the series, the original Filmation cartoon. There is a new He-Man and She-Ra Ultimate Collection coming out, which includes 130 He-Man episodes, 93 She-Ra episodes, the Christmas special, the Secret of the Sword movie, and bonus features. And that's coming out on May 26th on DVD. No Blu-ray release as of yet. But can I tell you, the price of this one collection did not add up to every single release back in the day when these He-Man DVDs and She-Ra DVDs came out. Let me tell you, they were about $60 a piece for half of a season, and now you are literally getting the entire series, She-Ra, Secret of the Sword, the Christmas special, all for $64. You know, I'm not too bright anymore with DVD and putting things on discs, but I will say, I think the idea originally of spreading out the disc was, of course, to make more money and split them up as sets, but I think the more you put on a disc, even if it's a DVD or whatever the case is, I think that it starts to deteriorate the picture. So I want to say that they're probably cramming so many episodes on these discs to get all these episodes for this price, but if you don't have it, you were interested in seeing the cartoon, this is a really great price to have the entire Filmation collection. Of course, there's new Avengers of He-Man that that 2000X cartoon, which was really good, and it seems like a lot of people are rediscovering that one. But just want to put it out there, like, if you want to prepare for He-Man, they're smart. They're dropping everything all at once. And then, of course, on June 5th, we have the movie itself. But like we mentioned earlier, Mattel is going all in. So there is now movie-based action figures, core characters like He-Man, Skeletor, Teela, Beastman. There are these Castle Grayskull and Snake Mountain Lego-esque looking, and forgive me, I don't have the official name, but they're almost Lego-esque building things. There's collector statues, shirts, merchandise coming out from Box Lunch. Hot Topic. There's going to be a lot of He-Man shirts, merchandise, things like that. But then we also have, and I love things like this so much, it goes back to the 80s, the 90s, getting Star Wars Episode 1 fruit snacks back in the day, Zelda Nintendo fruit snacks. They are coming out with Masters of the Universe Heroes versus Villains gummies. These are limited edition. They are from this brand that, ooh, Lord, let me see what the name is. Huer, H-U-E-R, Foods, and the shapes are He-Man, Skeletor, Evil-Lyn, Power Swords, with flavors like orange, strawberry, blueberry, and grape lemon. They will be available on Amazon, supposedly, in the U.S., Walmart, and in Canada, Albertsons, and Safeway. Those should be around April, May. And again, thank you to He-Mania, because they came out with this today, as I'm recording this, and that is so cool. Like, and their Filmation character design. So this is cool just for He-Man fans in general. I love that. Then we have things like Diesel pre-workout formulas and protein bars, creatine, all that fun stuff. And you can make He-Man officially part of your workout. That's Diesel from New Zealand. I'm assuming this is also going to be in the U.S. I don't eat protein bars, if you didn't notice, so I don't know if Diesel is a brand that's here, but sounds good. There's also, God, and the cat lover in me is loving this. Not that I would probably give this to my cat at the time, if I had one still, because the brand Temptations is, please, no offense, allegedly, you know, there's just a lot of corn and stuff in those usually, but Temptations is coming out with Battle Cat treats inspired by Cringer and Battle Cat, and I might be crazy, but why am I gonna buy a bag of these cat treats just to hold and save? Next to the gummies, hopefully. Things like that, little things like that, I am loving. So we also have Denny's, another place that I have not been in years, and I'm going to have to go out there and find a Denny's, because Denny's is having a whole menu. He-Man Battle Burger, which is a cheeseburger, bacon, shredded beef, barbecue, and a steak knife stabbed in the top. I guess that's the power sword, the sword of power. There's Skeletor's Dark Shakeverse Strawberry and Blueberry Milkshake. I'm glad it's blue, because if this shake was not blue or purple-esque, don't name it Skeletor. Whipped cream and popping candy. Oh yes, popping candy seems to be the thing to equate to the powers of Grayskull, because you also have it on the Junior Grayskull Crackle Cakes. Silver Dollar Pancakes, vanilla cream, and popping candy. And then there's also He-Man Eternia Slams. Pancakes, milk chocolate chip, ice cream, and chocolate sauce. Okay, I'm gonna do this too, even though it's like Denny's, okay. And I'm not really a shake person, but can I tell you, I'm gonna have a Skeletor shake if I can, just to celebrate this momentous occasion in our retro glory. There's also a few other really cool things. I suspect we are going to get more information about this, but the movie theaters are going to have a 40-ounce drink cup that looks like the Sword of Power, but most likely, I'm assuming there's going to be a popcorn bucket. Shout out to those people that were saying, hopefully it's a Castle Grayskull popcorn bucket. They already have lobby displays, which I am definitely need to take a picture in front of He-Man Nicholas Galaxine. Nicholas? He-Man? It seems like everything else they're going with, this is going to be big. I'm sure it's not just going to be this He-Man Power Sword drink. I'm sure they're going to give you the Snake Mountain bucket that goes along with it, or the, like I said, the Castle Grayskull. So that's also something. And then the final really cool thing I noticed right before filming this episode was this He-Man lightning rod. Did anyone else see this? We shared it on our Instagram. Again, He-Mania, we speak your name. Follow us, please. This is so cool. In Brazil, beautiful Brazil, hello again, Cadu, they have erected a full-on 19-foot He-Man lightning rod statue. This is amazing. This is not a billboard. This is literally like plastic, resin. I don't even know what this is made out of. It's He-Man. The video is so cool. It's literally attracting lightning bolts into the power sword. And whoever came up with this is genius. This is up there with putting King Kong on top of the Empire State Building or something like that. And gotta leave it up to Brazil to come up with something so cool like that. So I'm hoping as we get closer to the actual release of the movies that, you know, we'll even get Happy Meals or, I mean, Sonic has had He-Man themed things twice now. And then, of course, there was the 2000X He-Man cartoon. I remember going just to get a collection of those from the Happy Meal toys and getting them. But if we get something like that...
Not this time, Skeletor.
Oh, yeah?
You gotta see this. Boy, those Masters of the Universe toys really have the kids pumped up.
Now you can wrap your arms around one of these He-Man and the Masters of the Universe action figures. There's one in every McDonald's Happy Meal.
I'm assuming that you are gonna not be able to get away from He-Man, and from someone who is a He-Man fan, someone who loves this property. It's funny, I kind of feel bad because recently we did an interview with a fellow Thundercats podcast, which is done by Sean Buda McEwen and Peter Lawrence, called Beyond Thundera. And on that show, we mentioned, particularly me over David, that when the DVDs, those DVDs that I was talking about earlier, were released, there were so many episodes of He-Man, I was just like, oh, wow, these are like really, like some of them could be really like, really on the nose for a kids program. And I was letting Peter know that Thundercats did have this more almost adult-esque theme, as wacky as it could get. And our bunglers on Thundercats reviews know it could get crazy and wacky and craziness. But in hindsight, I'm listening to that and I felt so bad because He-Man and She-Ra are full of heart. The properties are something that I have loved alongside Thundercats. I will always say Thundercats always came out on top, and clearly we're doing Thundercats reviews over He-Man at the moment. But She-Ra, Princess of Power, He-Man, these are characters that I have loved, that David has loved as well. It's probably more of my thoughts of, you know, listening to the interview and saying, oh, damn, if I was somebody who didn't know really about Radical and things we've covered and you know, Secret of the Sword, the He-Man and She-Ra Christmas special, I would have been like, this person hates He-Man, is bagging on He-Man. Didn't want it to come out like that because He-Man is definitely a huge part of my childhood. She-Ra is a huge part of my childhood. Secret of the Sword is a huge part of my childhood. And the character, the kindness, the love, the compassion and sweetness that He-Man Adam is and always was, just a beautiful character. And She-Ra on her own was just one of the first strong, the most powerful woman in the world that I grew up falling in love with. So I love this property. I want it to succeed so much. And I'm praying that this movie ends with a setup for Adora and the recent incarnations in the comics and stuff like that. We know her as Force Captain Adora, right? From the Secret of the Sword and things like that. But in the comics, they kind of remade her as this, you know, she's still under Shadow Weaver's control, I'm assuming. Don't quote me on that. But she's working for the Horde and she has this Horde mask on. And I want to say her name is Desponda. And it's really creepy looking. It's like a female Horde outfit. And I would love for the film to set that up for a possible sequel where we get She-Ra, Princess of Power. I know there's a rights thing and Mattel owns this and DreamWorks owns She-Ra and yada yada, but they seem to have set that up in that second season of Revolutions of RRR, Radical Retro Rewind Podcast. podcast. So maybe that's a possibility. If not, maybe we'll get that Amazon. I think it was an Amazon. Was it an Amazon live action Shira show? Although it's been like 5 years since that was announced too, I feel like. So let's see what this leads to, Radical Ones. As always, you can find us at Radical Retro Rewind Podcast, one word, on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, and beyond. You can find David at Universal Appeal 2020, all one word. And please follow us on Instagram if you are not. We are always updating on there. We're always either putting polls up, announcing things like that summer theme. You know, I'm going to keep you in suspense until David and I are together to announce it. But look forward to that. Look forward to weeks, 3 weeks, basically, of Thundercats content before we begin our summer 2026. And then, can you believe in September, we're starting season 7 of the podcast? Thank you for being here for all those years. And by the power of Grayskull, let's have an amazing summer and celebrate He-Man and the Masters of the Universe only in theaters June 5th. And as always, stay radical.
As we've just seen, Skeletor went back into the past to make evil things happen. In reality, no one can go back into the past. That's only make-believe. But we can try to learn from the past, from things that have happened to us, and try to apply them toward being better people today. Remember, it's today that counts. So make it the best day possible. Until next time, this is He-Man wishing you good health and good luck.